This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Royals and Indians. Josh Tomlin would take the hill for the Indians in search of his third win of the year. What kind of a game would Jason Kipnis have? We'll soon find out. Let's take it to the bottom of the third. Kipnis at the plate.
And the pitch. And a swing. And a little looper into shallow center. That'll drop for an RBI single. In comes Jackson, and it's 1-0 Cleveland. 3-2. Runner not going. Pitch is fly to right center field. That's toward the gap. That's in the gap all the way to the fence. Ramirez is going to round third. He'll be waved home, and he'll score without a throw. It's an RBI double for Austin Jackson. Ramirez didn't need a head start. Cleveland's lead is 3-0. And the pitch. Swing, ground ball by a diving Hosmer into right field for an RBI single for Santana, his second RBI single of the day, his 29th RBI, and Cleveland's lead is 8-1. He's been an igniter today, Kipnis has, at the top of the order. 1-2 pitch, swing, fly ball, easy swing, but a long fly to right, and that's out of here. He didn't even swing that hard, but he hits his fifth homer of the year, and he's a triple short of the cycle now, and it's 10-1.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Butera. Swung on, ground ball short, picked off by Gonzalez. His throw in time, and Tomlin has done it again against Kansas City. His 10th win in his career against these Royals. The final score, 10-1. Cleveland over KC, but the Royals do take the series 2-1.
Indians crush the Royals 10-1. Not a good day for Danny Duffy. 6 earned runs through 4 innings pitched. Josh Tomlin improves to 3-6 and notches his first complete game of the season and the 5th of his career. Ned Yost and the Royals couldn't figure out the Indians tonight as their at-bats were just too much for Danny Duffy. Here's what Yost had to say.
Yeah, just, he was grinding through it. And, you know, a lot of first two runs came on some soft hits. And, you know, a well-placed, nice piece of hitting by Brantley, actually, to go to the 5-6 hole. But, you know, a couple of balls off the end of the bat. You know, Jackson squared one up for the double for the third run, and then, you know, they didn't really hit the ball that hard off him. Just, you know, it's one of those days. He's always good against us. You know, he very seldom makes mistakes. He's got a very good breaking ball. He keeps the ball down. He works the corners, and we're an aggressive team. And we just, you know, he changes speed so effectively. Really good curveball, really good slider, and he just pitches good against us every time he faces us for the most part.
Well, no, I mean, I don't. That's not the plan going in. I mean, you're hoping he makes some mistakes and gives you something to hit. But, you know, he does a good job of limiting his mistakes.
Monday, the Royals are back in Kansas City to host a 3-game series against the Tigers. Same day, the Indians are in Cleveland to kick off a 4-game series against the Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.